Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yeah, I think that's the right opening. Anyway, Mother's Day, I just realized. So I had a whole video I was going to do in my head, sort of. And I said, oh, fuck. It's, whatever. Celebrate the Imposition Day. The Ignorant Imposition. So then I said, well, let's, make sure it's Mother's Day, right? So I checked with Google, and they have, their typical, cheesy thingy, comic. And this one actually plays a little slideshow. And it's so hilariously, who could fucking relate to any of this? So it's this shitty art, I mean, they could use this chat GTP thingy and get better art than this. But maybe that's what it comes up with, is this stencil crap. So it's got ignorant chicken, which at least makes sense. Celebrating the egg making, I guess. But it's just, this is just so ugly and crappy and cheesy. And you're just like, I mean, it just kind of demonstrates that mothers have a very, they're what they need, what they call food. They'll eat anything, like a chicken. Throw maggots on the ground, they'll eat those. They don't care. I don't know. I mean, it's just, who could feed on this? So let's see if you can see this. This is so bad. It's just, it's worthy of note. Oh, okay, I have to play it again. There we go. So it starts off with chicken on eggs. Yeah, is that just charming? It's just so ugly. I mean, this is art. So what does this even represent? I mean, I suppose, yes, the all the fat hens, compare notes. I'm making eggs. Are you making eggs? Are you going to make eggs? I don't know. Something like that. So then nothing happens. And you have this, look at this wonderful background, all these little polka dots. It's just so representative. I mean, and the flowers, I don't know. It's like spring flowers. I don't know. What the fuck? So octopus, and it has little ones fighting with each other. So obviously, and it's not wearing glasses, it wasn't very smart, and they're playing tic-tac-toe, right? Which, it's another catch, it's just another way to cheat each other, because it is a no-win game, and the mother's not even smart enough to say, don't fight over it, because, there's a fix, it's a rigged game. I don't know what this is. I have no idea. So this is like divorcing parents. So that's a nice little Mother's Day gift. I imagine that's what it is. I don't know. So the little kids in the middle and being, traumatized by the evil adults who can't figure out that their agenda should be helping the little kid. Or is this the helpless little mother and she's still traumatized by her children who don't get along? You're just saying, what is this shit? They're still playing tic-tac-toe. I don't, whatever. I mean, shit, yes, art subject to interpretation, but what the fuck's the rational interpretation? I mean, this is bizarre. This is their Mother's Day note. Now, this little shell thing, I remember when my mother was in the nursing home, this is what they had her do, was glue shit onto cards. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, so then they should be sued for slandering lions with this, whatever this retarded crap is. Lion in a box? I don't know. Zooming along? I don't know. Who did this? I mean, they hire a person to do this? This says Mother's Day? This? Female lions' mothers don't have manes. I mean, what the fuck is this shit? It's just, you can see this, right? This is just, yeah, it's, what the fuck is this? But anyway, I mean, yeah. This Google, yeah, Google's profiling us. This is the profile of a mother. So this is what they're probably was the algorithm. This is what the algorithm thinks is all mothery. This piece of shit. Just surprised me that it was just that bad. I mean, that's just, what the fuck was that? If that doesn't depress the little mothers, I don't know what will do it. Come on. All right. So the subject was going to be, all right, it's just kind of even complex to say. I mean, there's a simple way of looking at this life thing, you know, that it's a strategy game. And that's sort of what I was indicating in the last video. And there's people who, you know, climb the maze, the wall, and want to see how it works and spend a great deal of their life, you know, worrying and fretting and trying to contemplate, where do I turn? Do I go left? Do I go right? You know, what do I do? And then there's the other morons, the mothers. Don't do much thinking. They just do the, oh, my biological clock is ticking. You know, I'm 14 and I haven't had a baby yet. you know, kind of crap. All right, they don't know anything about how to do this. You know, but what the implications are, all the risks are, you know, nothing. And they just don't care. I'm going to be a programmer, and they don't know any code. None. Yeah. You know, it's just really, really arrogant and stupid that people just think, oh, yeah, this is a nothing event. This is like going to the bathroom or something. I don't have to do anything. I just push it out. There it is. Da-da, I'm a mother. Yeah, pathetic. It's so stupid. It's just demonstrating how these are brains that aren't working on much of a level. I mean, they might as well be octopuses or bugs or maggots. They really don't do much else than open their mouth and shove crap in and get a big fat ass and then squeeze a baby out of it. the end. You know, the end of any, you know, I mean, the beginning of the, you know, let's see if we can torture something. Let's see how much jeopardy we can put it in. Let's see how much trouble we can make. Let's have, see what kind of mess we can make. So, yeah, it's not a very, I mean, you really have to, you know, you can't really even see the idea because people aren't smart enough to be able to even imagine questioning anything. So they can't even figure out what a brain like that would be like because obviously they haven't done any of it. They haven't spent any time thinking about cause and effect and truth and consequences and all that kind of stuff. They're just robotically, reflexively, they're just knee jerkers. So I guess that would be some analogy. I mean, it's tricky to analogize, but there's people who just knee jerk their way through life, just wait for something to hit them and then they respond. And then there's things, people, you know, who, figure out, I guess, or it falls upon them, that the game comes out completely different depending on how you play it. Like, you don't just react to a circumstance, you try to react to all of the effects caused by that circumstance ahead of time. You try to figure out what's going to happen before it happens, and that way you can choose better, you can choose more wisely, instead of waiting till you're at the door and going eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I saw an old movie, whatever, 3 or 4 days ago. What the hell is it called? Anyway, there's a kid in it, and he actually says in the movie, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a nigger by the toe." I mean, it just, you're just, what? Did that just happen? You know, it's just, I mean, it's just kind of funny that, you know, it wasn't edited out or something just because, you know. But man, I didn't even, you know, frankly, you know, I grew up in pretty racist America, but, you know, I didn't think it was. I don't think I didn't think people were ever at the point where you would say something like that in a movie and that would make sense. So people actually live that way. But anyway, it was just, it's all this stuff that should give you pause in life. All these little things that don't make much sense, and you say, "Geez, this isn't working very well." I don't think I'll have a kid. So anyway, I guess this should be, I mean, it's like just having a tribute day to the Inquisition. The imposition is a bad thing. And it's this reckless, sloppy act of these things called mothers who, again, are supposed to love you, okay? And then they'll say something like, "Well, there's a war. Yeah, here's my son. Go ahead, kill him." I want him to be a hero so I can get the extra money. Or some kind of crap like that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. What's the what? Yeah, you just they're only competent to take care of the thing when it's a tiny little thing. They have no competence to get through this whole thing called maturation. They don't have any great life philosophy, okay, especially at 14. Come on. It's too ridiculous to celebrate sloppy, frickin' impositional slut day. No, you don't celebrate it. All right, anyway. Let's see if I can get back to my regular subject or not. It's ill-formed is the problem. I have spoken before about the fact that if you spend some time playing with your brain, you can figure out little catches and gimmicks. And one of the gimmicks I came upon was the fact that you really can engineer your dreams to some extent. Okay, you can feed a direction. And so what I will do often as going into the I'm going to go to sleep now thing, is I'll try to feed my brain with some basic concepts and say, "Go ahead, put those together and make something out of them." So anyway, so last night it worked. It doesn't always work, but it stayed on the sort of on the subject, and so that was the weird part. Is so I told it to figure out this, just analyze this idea of there being two kinds of people. Okay, people who are again, people who are curious, I guess you could say, are control freaks. You could even argue. They need more control. So they climb the maze to find truth and ways of playing the maze so they don't end up getting, opening all the wrong doors and letting the lions loose and all that kind of stuff. They don't make mistakes as many. And so it's like two kinds of brains, right? The one that's curious and says, "I need more facts. I need more capacity to control this. I don't like being a victim. I don't like these swords just falling randomly on me. I want to know what sword's been hanging the longest, and I want to know all kinds of, I want to know what how to play better." And the moron, too, again, just doesn't occur to them to even wonder about how to play the game. They're just in the right uniform, okay, and they're in a position on the field, and they just say, "I'm just going to go play football," or whatever the game is. And that's all they know. Tic-tac-toe, So that's all they do for their life is just reactively kick ball, throw ball, whatever, hump ball. That's all they know how to do. That's all they do. They don't think about it. They don't think that they have any real hard responsibility to be aware of how to play the game. And it really doesn't matter how well they affect the other people in the world or not. They can fuck their game or not. It's just, who cares? It's just a matter of playing the game. And if you get your leg bro, if I break your leg, well, just too bad. You shouldn't have gotten in my way. Kind of bullshit. So, look, I've pointed this out. I mean, it's not that complicated, right? You don't need a philosophy degree, okay, to figure out it's your life is not a single player game. So it's a pretty easy way to metaphor it. You're in the game with a lot of other characters, and all the other characters, their torture is just as real as yours, and you know, you don't have any right to be reckless, in, you know, leaving banana peels on the ground and such. I mean, it's not that difficult. So anyway, back to the dream. So the dream didn't do anything useful with the metaphor, except a couple of images of climbing ladders and stuff, but that wasn't, what good is that? You know, it's already an analogy. You don't need more analogies in the analogy. And the other thing it did was it turned it into, like there were two kinds of questions you could ask, like there were somehow two different kinds of questions about life, and questions that were a shorter cut to other questions. And it didn't explain any of that. It just gave me this idea that somehow there were two different kind of questions, and there's questions that have direct answers and questions that are very indirect, there's really ones that get you. It's almost like they were quantum tunneling, like there's some sort of question you could ask where the answer gets you this direct path, and then other questions end up just asking more questions, creating more questions. And so you just end up in a, not getting any answer because the answer isn't a real answer, that kind of thing. I guess questions that have real answers versus questions that are unanswerable without a bunch of other answers to questions. Something like that. Well, anyway, I'm just saying it wasn't very useful. I mean, it wasn't very useful for me being able to explain what it showed me, because it didn't show me anything. It just showed me the end result, like there's somehow this kind of question and there's that kind of question, and somehow this kind of question is better than that kind of question. But it didn't give me the answer to what the differences are or how it's better. So, but anyway, the fact is the brain at least worked on it, which is nice of it, and such. All right. So that's sort of the context. So I had a subject. I wasn't sure exactly how to deal with it. I dreamt on it, and I didn't get anywhere. Yeah, and then I found out it was Mother's Day. So that's where I am. So I'll pause and see if there's any way to reclimate this video. I mean, to turn it into an actual subject. All right, back. So, yeah, I decided to do a Google image search, just to take the cheap way out. So, just a way to distract from the subject and, so that I don't have to do the thinking. I can just do the reacting. It's so much easier in life just to be a reactor, not a controller, not having a real job, so to speak. And so, yeah, this is the tripe that is Mother's Day. It's just, crap. So this little one here is funny. Happy Mother's Day to a person who looks after us and who makes us feel endlessly loved. You might not wear a cape, but you are our hero. Yeah, you might not have anything that even looks like a superhero. Like, you ever did anything to save anything? You're just a selfish cunt, frankly. I've seen it more than once. The person who goes through some suicidal adolescence, can't get their act together, 25 years old, still doesn't have any kind of life, and they have a baby. So they can't navigate the world that existed. Frankly, over the last 40 years, conditions don't get better. They just get worse in a way. And you're just saying, thank God I wasn't raised in this shithole. I mean, the cesspool just gets sessier with time. And you're saying, who wants to be born into this shit? The game is over. There's really no game to play anymore. Because you can know as a little kid that life is crap. I mean, you can look at this page and go, holy shit, this is what people... This works on people, this fluffy crap. This is somehow charming or interesting or real. This is nothing. This is cupcake. Whatever. I use cupcakes as a good metaphor, but I mean, who falls for this? What is this mush? Does it have anything to do with reality? Oh, look, she's with her two little autistic children. I don't know, there's like six images from the same place. Oh, there's finally a person of color. Yeah, no daddy should be in the picture, right? So, yeah, it's just more the, you know, the fake narrative. But she's certainly, you know, put a few pounds on. Anyway. I mean, if I was a kid and you're, you know, a male kid and you're just saying, gee, this is what I want my wife to be doing, this cutting crap out of paper and gluing it on cards, you know, whatever this is. I am like a flower that is raised with love by you. This is poetry, by the way. You help me grow up big and strong. That's for all you do. Isn't that just charming? To the world, you are a impositional slut monster cunt bag. Anyway, but to our family, you are the drunken slut monster cunt bag. Okay. Happy Mother's Day. You should be in jail. Look, I had an ugly kid. How ugly is he? Really ugly. Way to go, Mom. And then just teach your kid how to be just as dumb and stupid as you. Just live your life as a stupid, frickin' dumb maggot bot. You know. So anyway, just for what it's worth, it's all the same thing, right? I mean, this is like the generic crapola. I mean, it's just so trivial and so nothing, and it's not even attractive. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, it's all kind of modern. Okay, we have a, you know, talking Mother's Day screen. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Now they're old bitches. Alright, anyway. Pff, fuck. Enough of that. Too horrible to endure. Alright. So anyway, so back to the video. So yeah, so we're just, you know, it's all just programming, and it ends up being programming by people who have no competence, and so you can just make that argument over and over again. Doesn't mean anything. So you have to figure it out on your own, that the brain has to figure out, hey, I'm in a game and I want to perform better and I want to get more gold for me and all that kind of stuff. Even if you're a selfish bastard, it might occur to you that the real game, okay, is understanding the game, okay? The game isn't so much how you play the game, it's how you know the game. Because playing it from a position where you haven't followed along, you know, you don't know the... It's like knowing the probabilities, you know, in like in baseball or something else, you know, how, what's the odds of anything good happening if I swing at the crappy pitch? You know, and the more you know, the more power you can have in terms of preventing yourself from making mistakes. And the downside is the more you investigate the game, the more you find out how horrific it is and how dangerous it is and how, what the fuck am I doing this for? Because I have some stupid impulse that I need a bucket of gold. What am I going to do with a bucket of gold anyway? You know, I have to convert it into something I can actually use, you know, that's for sure. You know, but all this pursuing, thinking that somehow I can, you can buy your way out of trouble or, you know, to some extent you can, of course. That it's going to solve this problem of having a purpose, you know, a function, and, you know, feeling okay about your role in whatever it is that's going on here. And, yeah, so that's a, I'd say those are distinctly different human beings who are, trying to figure out what the game is, and people who are just playing the game. Does that matter? No. I guess part of what the statement would be is that the more you pick at the game, the more you try to understand it, you have to be capable of handling the truth, you know, to quote from a movie, you know, where it's going to mean that you're going to have to accept not having control, and you're going to find out that you don't get to know what swords are falling, and you don't get, you know, it's very, you're going to end up with a very incomplete amount of control. So you're going to gain some control, but it's going to be very incomplete, and you're going to be exposed to the knowledge that you are vulnerable in ways you didn't realize, because now you've picked at it, you've figured out that, oh yeah, it really is possible that I could possibly die the worst way ever. I mean, it's just, it's a fact, you know, that it's just a dice roll, and I could actually endure the worst death ever endured in the history of death. And it's really a possibility. I mean, I'm entered in the lottery. I have a ticket to that lottery, you know, winning the worst death ever. And it's like, well, you know, that's not good. No matter what I do, right? Even if I planned my death, there's something that could happen, right? I have a hemorrhage in my brain seconds before I was going to kill myself. And, you know, I end up on the machines and the thing, and I'm still conscious, and they're torturing me in all kinds of insidious ways. And I, you know, they don't know it, and I'm being tortured, and, oh, you know, it could be horrible. So you learn facts like that, and those facts are shit. Yeah, I can't do anything about that. Damn it. I mean, all you can really do is cut the edges off the ticket. You know, you can never get rid of the goddamn ticket. It's got your name on it, and you can't, you know, you can't undo that. There's, you know, you're in there to be plucked out. So no matter what you do, okay, some of these things are uncontrollable. It's just, like I said, having half control. So it's like getting in a car with a really sloppy steering wheel. You know, it's not really connected in a strong way to the wheels. And then you have this obligation to, you know, get to the store in 5 minutes because it's going to close. And, you know, it's just, the whole thing is very uncomfortable. I don't want to be in this position. I don't want to be controlling other people's destinies. I don't want my destiny fucked with. The whole thing is so fucking sloppy. So I guess that's what the tribute to Mother's Day ought to be, is something disgustingly sloppy. Yeah, just dog shit on the living room floor after it's been stepped on by the baby. Whatever. Something is the proper metaphor. The proper analogy to, you know, what all this adds up to, or what all this is created by, you know, is a fetish. Having babies is a fetish. You know, it's like having some kind of butt plug put in your it's just a fetish. It's just part of your routine, you know, that people have of thinking this is how you know have your little moment. Oh, look, I successfully made a person for whom I'll take no responsibility. Gross. Anyway, all right. I'll take another pause, see if we can get a video somewhere here. You know, from my perspective, it's just, all I have is these little pieces, and it's, you know, I'm trying to throw the pieces at you in some sort of reasonable order, and it's just, I don't like it. The video is much like life. It just, this isn't good enough. It's too sloppy. All right, so my brain was thinking, and I thought about, so the negative side of, you know, this being conscious of your vulnerability, and thinking about your life and how it works, you can't realistically think any other way than just recognizing how you're just really vulnerable, that, you know, anything can happen. Any kind of crazy person at any moment can ruin your life. And that's a vulnerability you can't do much about. All kinds of stupid things can happen. You can fall down the stairs, whatever. Some kind of crap. And for me, I would argue that that's how this, you know, there's this, the way the brain works. So you have a few negative experiences as a kid, and you become aware of the fact that, you know, well, I was wishing I was dead, okay, I was kind of pleading with God to kill me, you know, this kind of stuff, so I don't want to be doing that again, right? So I just basically offered $1 billion to get out of it. It was so bad. I really have to avoid doing that again. And you realize, well, I can't avoid doing that again because, you know, everybody gets the plague and I get the plague and, you know, something's going to happen where it's going to happen again. And I'm going to be back wishing I was dead and all that crap and better, you know, dead than tortured. Go ahead, take it all. I don't want any of it. This is bad enough. Fuck you. I don't want to play anymore. No mas, whatever. So you figure out you can't do that. And then there's this other insidious part of our psychology that somehow does emphasize that kind of reasoning. Like, it doesn't take much to trigger something. So for me, now this might just be coincidental, right? Somehow the two events aren't connected to each other, but I'm thinking they are. I never had any problem with heights, okay, until I was like 40. And all I can figure that changed that, okay, was I was doing some roofing and there was a moment where I almost fell off the roof. Like, I fell backwards and I barely caught myself to fall, you know, to change the direction I was falling. And it's like I realized how close I was to falling off the fucking roof. You know, it's really dumb, really bad. And so I think the very fact that I had to do this psychological rescue and I had that really intense feeling of, you know, life passing before your eyes, all of that crap, and my brain converted that into, don't do this again, you moron. And, you know, because it wasn't until like a year later, 2 years later, all of a sudden I had vertigo. I mean, all of a sudden going up a ladder was terrorizing. I mean, I had, you know, I have to hold on for dear life. I can't. You know, it's really difficult to do now. I mean, just being 10, 15 feet off the ground, really difficult. Where I didn't notice it, didn't pay any attention, was completely oblivious to it. And so that's a very good, in my opinion, analogy for these zombies who are just walking through their life and the person conscious of the threat. But obviously the vertigo reaction is way excessive. You know, it's you know, and you got to be really careful that your mind doesn't do this to the rest of the game, you know, in terms of saying, you know, having an overreaction, you know, being too disabled by fear and some sort of knee-jerk physiological reaction that makes something impossible. So anyway, so as much as I say humans don't have any instinct, there's clearly something, you know, from somewhere in our history that this vertigo thing can happen that's just so strange, because it really requires kind of an elaborate system of recognizing. So somehow the brain has to recognize the height. And it even happens with images. You know, you can't even, you know, when you have vertigo pretty bad, you can't even look at an image of height. And it, you know, make you woozy. Which is funny. You know, it's just kind of funny that somehow your brain instantly turns this stupid, that's a fucking image, for fuck's sake. Who cares? How can that be hurting me? And it does this reaction thing and creates this whole physiological breakdown. It's like your whole, everything breaks down. Your functionality breaks down. And you end up with a very negative experience kind of trying to retrain you when you're already aware, you know, of the danger, to just make it even more catastrophically bad, basically declaring you incompetent of dealing with the circumstance anymore because your failure has been too catastrophic. Therefore, they took away your license to do heights. You know, it's like your brain is taking away your license. So it has some sort of built-in sheriff, you know, some old archaic mechanism, pre-wired, that does this insane overreaction that basically just says you've committed a traffic violation, you're not allowed to drive. Well, anyway, so I find that interesting, just as a psychological inspection subject, just how does the brain do all of that, is fairly interesting as a subject in terms of it's curious that would retain something like that. You know, in the context of, you know, pictures of people walking on, you know, girders, you know, whatever, 1,000 feet up in the air, you know, with, yeah, like it was just walking on the sidewalk, versus this insane overreaction physiological thing where 3 feet off the ground's too high. And why the brain would waste time on that one? Like, why would that be important? So that must be back from the monkey days, right? When you're up in the trees flying around, and this must be part of that training exercise where, you know, if you got too reckless, there'd be a point where your brain forced you to be less reckless by torturing you, frankly, which, you know, is really the downside. All right. So just thrown in as, so the problem is that knowledge can, it empowers you in some respects and it steals from you in other respects. That's sort of my point. You have to be ready for, you have to be capable of preventing the psychological damage. So you have to be really careful kind of going in, knowing that you can't emotionally react too much because that might trigger something in your brain that's now going to make you really pay for it. You know, pay a really high price for your fear. You know, your negative thoughts can spiral into a psychosis and leave you really in trouble. Now, some of that happened to me too, I'd say. You know, I've been psychologically damaged, you know, since I was, whatever, 7. You know, and I've never gotten over it. You know, I've just spent my whole life trying to mitigate against the trauma of that insecurity, of not wanting to play a game in which I know I'm just a victim. That's all I'm going to be, is a victim. You know, and I'm just deciding, you know, what plane is going to crash on me. You know, and I don't, fuck that. You know. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, no, I really don't want that job. Plane catcher. No, thank you. All right. So, pause again and see if we can find a video here. All right. So, more thinking. I thought again about the dream and the idea of questions, and maybe it's just the answers that my brain was really talking about, and that some of the answers are more powerful than other answers, some truth. And so for context, I mean, we're just robotic, you know, we're just mechanisms, and stuff comes in and it makes us see or not see, it makes us pay attention, it, you know, changes what, how you your reflexes reflex, you know, what causes the jerks, and all of that is quite elaborate in the sense that we have this for every single word we speak. Every word has an emphasis, an idea connected to it, you know, a meaning, and it's really just those concepts, you know, torture, happiness. See, what happiness means to you and what it means to me are two different things, right? When I hear the word happiness now, I think of it always tainted. Always tainted. Everything that could make you happy comes at a price. It's not this free thing that you get. You never get happiness for free. It requires an extraction, a taking from the environment, from others, from something. You can't get it for nothing. You have to steal it, essentially. Because there's nothing native about it. It's not like it grows on trees, so to speak. but my brain also knows that it's just a mind state and that you can just artificially... Oh, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. Hey! Yeah, it's just trivial. It's just some sort of, you know, you can pretend you just won the lottery or you can actually go out and try to win the lottery. Yeah, well, just pretend it away. You can fantasize your happiness. You really don't need to actually manufacture it. So, in a sense, it's just a word tied to shenanigans and tricks. It's just a trick. It's a mind game. Happiness. It's just a little thing that happens in your head. It doesn't make you very productive. It doesn't really do anything except, ooh, that felt good. What the fuck? Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can figure out what buttons to press, so to speak. So it's trivial. It's like the Mother's Day card. It's not a word that has any like it's really being understood what this fucking stupid state of mind is. It's just a state of mind. And it's not a very, like I said, it's not a very responsible one or serious or true. It's just a girl in a halter and a cut off jeans or something. It's just, it's trivial. It's crap. All right, anyway. So that's the word, right? And then truth and justice and all these words have all of this stuff tied to them, and your definitions are completely different than mine. As I've sort of pointed out, I don't look at trees and see trees anymore. I don't mean that every single tree I do this to, I just mean that the symbol of tree, ends up being that evolutionary tree, and what I see is the blood dripping. I see all the dead babies, the dead children, all the kids killed by the evil, child molesting Freddy's nightmare, Mother Nature. The insidious plan. Let's have 100 of them and we'll kill 99 of them in some horrible way so one of them can pay us Social Security checks. You can't get much more insidious as a plan than evolution. So that was what my brain thought of. Was again, I'm just arguing this. Gee, you really don't need much information to know we're trapped in shit. Because the whole evolution thing is just shit. It's a shitty idea. Let's make a whole bunch of stuff, kill the crap out of it. We just brutalize it, just beat the shit out of them. And then, take a stick and go whack, 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 whack. And if one of them survives, we'll say, oh, it's superior because it evaded all the whips, it evaded all the fan blades, it evaded all the meat grinders we put in the way. And so we'll breed that one to make some more of these things so we can kill some more shit. I mean, if that's your definition, the accurate definition of evolution, it's not gonna be a word that, gets you aroused. No, it's gonna be just depressing and horrible. To say, oh, that's the game I'm playing, that's the game I'm part of, that's the mechanism that is my real mommy, okay, that's my real mommy, is an insidious torture arena. So there, you're done almost, right? I mean, there's no way to redeem it, there's nothing to fix. That's what it is. Little organisms with mouths eating shit and then, turning the thing into absolute shit. Okay, then using the shit to fertilize the next monster. I mean, the whole thing is insidious. The dead salmon, falling, degrading into little pieces so their newly hatched eggs can eat them. And we're all supposed to be, oh, is that, come on, let's play some more. Oh, let's go find some mommy to poop out another one. I mean, just, oh. Disgusting. So I really should just rag. I mean, I really should do a Mother's Day video where I just rag on just how dumb and irresponsible these bitches is for thinking they can just play with this, I'll make a baby because it's natural. When all they're doing is sentencing it to death. In fact, that's what they're doing. Here, go ahead, acquire a life, and then I'll steal every bit of it from you. I'll disable you, and I'll give you all kinds of disorders, and then I'll finally put you into a bed with bed sores and shit, and then I'll suffocate you in the end. Because I love you. Oh, fuck you. I mean, that's just too stupid. Yeah, I just—I mean, you know—and how much thought would it take ahead of time to say, "Wait, I'm not doing this," right? I mean, all you really have to do is think about your child's death, and you're sort of done, right? Because you're going to know, I won't be able to control that because I'll be dead, probably, maybe. Hopefully I'll be dead before I have to watch my kid die. But you can imagine it ahead of time and you can say, gee, why would I want that to happen, right? I'm going to give it something and, you know, life might actually be good to it and it might actually have a whole bunch to lose and then it will lose it all. Yeah. And I'll throw it in the poorhouse, so to speak. The poorhouse of quality of life. You know, and just beat the shit out of it, right to the last little choking, vomiting breath. And then I'll say, I loved you. Yeah, fuck you did. Anyway, I mean, you loved me in this some kind of bizarre, trivial, selfish way where I charmed you in some way. Some silly little way. I was cute for a minute. Or something else, you know. But that's it. There's not going to be anything good about what your brain has done or what it's doing. And to call it love just makes love another puke word. I mean, there's nothing about that word that means anything to me now, okay? I mean, you can't say the word love without my brain saying, oh, now we're really going to get into a bunch of bullshit. You know, what the fuck does that mean? I want to fuck you. There. I think I'm done. I'm done with the word. Now, respect is another thing. Okay, so respect is still a word in my brain. You can respect something. You can appreciate something. You can do a lot of things. But love, you don't want to be doing that. You're not doing anything a favor if you say you love it. Yeah. You're not doing anything good to it. You're raping it. You're, you know, stealing from it. But you're not doing anything it needs. It needs your respect. It needs your appreciation. It needs your help. It needs a lot of things, but it don't need your fucking love. All right. So I'll try one more time. Just see what this fucking brain does next. The adventures of this fucking brain in the fucking world. They're going to make a reality show of a brain in the fucking world. Alright, so speaking of reality shows, so it did come to mind that they really should have put all this stuff in a documentary somewhere where they have a bunch of mothers, like my own mother maybe, who actually explain in hindsight, you know, while they're crying and wiping away their little tears. I didn't realize what I was getting into, and I, you know, it was all for the wrong reasons, tradition, everybody else was doing it, I just did it, I didn't really think about the consequences and the implications and how traumatizing it would be, and yes, I, you know, I tried to commit suicide after I had four kids because, yeah, I couldn't find a way to make it make sense, and it was a terrible mistake. We should have never had kids. We both love to travel, me and my husband, and you know, all of that got ruined because we had these little brats to take care of, and oh yes, we loved them, and you know, they were our responsibility, and we did all of that by the book. You know, but it was really not a very wise decision, and I really feel bad about it. I shouldn't have done it. Yeah, but they don't make those videos, right? They don't show the honest truth where people figure it out, you know, where they actually, like my parents, watch one of their kids slowly die in a hideous, monstrous, awful, torturous way, and have to endure that, have to sit there and wake up every day to that fucking good morning. Good morning, your daughter's now got an infection in her spinal cord. I mean, what are you stepping into? Why are you endorsing or embracing this fucked-hearted, idiotic, superficial, trivial decision being made by people to be mommies and daddies when they haven't really contemplated one little tiny bit? They haven't spent a tiny bit of time thinking about it. And like I said, there's plenty of stories you can go stick the microphone in front of the bag and she'll tell you, yeah, okay, I really was stupid. The reason why I had kids is because I was a dumb cunt. I didn't realize what it really meant, what I was really doing, that I really was imposing on somebody, that all the agenda I created, I didn't know how to do this. I wasn't Dr. Spock. I wasn't a child psychologist. I didn't know how to deal with any of this shit. You know, my 11-year-old son sitting there with a fucking goddamn butcher knife stuck in his chest saying, move, and I'm going to, you know, just move, bitch. Yeah, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, I wasn't prepared for this. And you should have been, because it's part of the reality, bitch. You know, I mean, all of this nonsense that, oh, we know how all these stories turn out. I mean, for every homeless person, there's some kind of gooey little picture where the baby is sitting in mommy's arms or something. And everything's just fucking fine. Well, it didn't come out that way, did it? And who's responsible? Who could have and should have known better? Mother. So yeah, they should have that show, you know, where they just talk to people who have seen the darker side, you know, and, you know, watch their kids die and be able to say, yeah, what the fuck, I wouldn't do that again. No fucking way. not for them, not for me. Nobody won here. There's this big, giant fucking deficit sitting there on the table. A black hole of unfillable grief and depression and sadness over a horrible, disgusting waste of torture. And people are proud of it. Let's celebrate torturing children. And adults, of course, they become adults that are also tortured. Let's just celebrate torment. I mean, it's just, that's all these people are doing. It's just so fake and phony and false. And yuck. All right, so I guess I'll go one more pause and see if I can do anything with this video. All right, so enough of that. So there is the question of what good it does you to look under nature's skirt and see this skanky vagina. You know, to recognize the swords, acknowledge your plight, your vulnerability, that any morning you're going to wake up and find out you won the shitty lottery. Now it's your turn to have an infected spinal cord. Squint. Now, yes, I would argue that I want to know. Okay. I don't care if you got to pay for it. Because, frankly, it's just insidious to play the game as a retard or ignorant. It's humiliating my brain. It's not in any way respecting the work it's done or the work it does to be here interacting and all that kind of crap. And then that goes the step further that you have to put it to some utility. So I guess in some ways these 20 years of videos is some effort to put it to some utility, to make it meaningful because it changes something, you know, that way it can actually fix some of the more glaring aspects of the grinder. You know, we can maybe kill the victims before they go into the grinder, or maybe we can make it slipperier so they don't hold on very long. You know, we can do something to mitigate, using our brain to make it less horrible somehow. We can try to discourage ignorant young women from making really poor decisions, something. But if you're not going to be capable of doing any of that, you know, and in some respects I'm incompetent because the best I can do is these stupid videos, you know, then you're just stuck with the downside, which is living your life kind of, you know, with this dismal fog always in the environment. And yes, you know, if you have a little more gameplay knowledge, You can figure out how it's just a brain, it's just a mental state, and I should be able to make the mental state whatever I need it to be to get my work done. And so if I have to, if I have to see that I can see through the fog when I have to, kind of thing, that can make it happen enough where I feel okay enough to continue struggling to accomplish the feat of putting the brain to some useful utility. You know, why should it do all this thinking if it's not thinking that's going to end up advancing the circumstance, making it better? If the brain can't make the future better, then what the fuck? You know, it's really, turn it off. Don't bother. And so, yeah, I've had plenty of time, spent plenty of my life in the goddamn, I just got to figure out a way to die. And I was too much of a coward to die badly. You know, I wasn't going to die heroically, in the sense of I wasn't going to do my death in some bad way, because there was nothing to gain from dying badly, okay? I mean, if it would have saved somebody else grief or horror or torture, I suppose then I would have an incentive to do something that hurt me. But, yeah, I really wasn't in the mood, okay, to pay for it. I sort of thought I was entitled to an exit sign and a door, and I could just walk through it. I really shouldn't have to be tortured to death. And so that was that's why I'm still alive, frankly. Is that it's not easy killing yourself. No, you really have to be really in the mood. I mean, you really have to work yourself into a fairly good panic, you know, for it to be cost effective in your brain, that you're going to endure some short-term horror to gain your almost meaningless release, in the sense that you're just going to wake up again on planet Earth, so to speak. Consciousness will re-arise, and it will redo the same process of asking the questions. What the fuck am I doing here? Oh, you stuck your dick in her vagina and ejaculated and made babies. Oh, gee, how charming. You know, shit. That's not a very good reason for being here. Ugh. All right, so now I think that's a video, you know. So I think I said enough words. Yeah, so we'll just count how many words are in the video, and I'll decide based on how many words it is. But I could weight the words, and I could say, how many times did he say cunt? You know, and I could weight those. So I only need, you know, that's like one cunt is worth 500 words. Whore, slut, bitch. Dick, you know, yeah, what are all the ones to degrade? I don't have anything against. Men are just as useless. They're even, you know, they're more evil, in the sense that they're not even faking being kind or decent. They're just pigs. Anyway, takers, you know, cheaters, eek. Fakers all over the place, fake, driving around their little fake prosthetic dick, you know, their little motorcycles. Anyway, shit. Psychology just really is, it's just so old, just so obvious. People with all kinds of psychological problems all over the place. You can see every person is walking in some funny way. You know, you can just say, funny walk, funny brain. You know, it's all these psychological problems are just right on people's veneer, you know. You can just see it. You look at them and you can just see how they must not be psychologically right, because they wouldn't wear those two colors together if they were. Anyway, something like that. So, yeah, so I think that's a video now. Okay, I think we're 30 seconds from an hour. That's enough. I struggled with this one, obviously, because it's not... The real subject, as I sort of did last week, it's this these keywords and just organizing the way you dissect the thing and then talk about what you dissected. I mean, we dissect the frog and we're going to talk about, well, it has a brain, but it has all these other organs, and blah, 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 and you're just kind of trying to figure out which way you want to explain first. Like, do you talk about how it's physically consumes stuff, and then it processes it and makes energy, and da, 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 do this and do this and make eggs and do that, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, the part, the important part, you get on the subject of what's going on in this little brain, and it's really just a bunch of knee jerks, a bunch of little reflexes. And the reflexes are programmed to collectively act, you know, to react in organized ways that facilitate the function of hopping, you know, and the strategy of staying really still so nothing knows you're there. So you're, I'm hiding. You know, the gameplay. And that's what the little brain is doing. It's just creating the gameplay, the little, you know, the agenda of the frog. So it can end up, you know, with that big mouth just consuming something. You know, and the sticky tongue thing and the whole, ew. God, that's a nasty way of dying. Oh, Jesus. And then the frogs die nasty. I mean, there's some stuff sticks in your head, right? I mean, the day I saw a garter snake in my yard eating a toad, and it was just so bad. I mean, because the toad was still alive. He's, you know, 3/4 of the way into the snake. It's just gross. You're just horrible. Oh, fuck. And you want to play that game over and over and over again. God. You have some psychological problems. Okay, if that's what you want to do, you're a sicko. Fuck. Alright, now I'm done. So, yeah, this has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. And such.